Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A video presentation of this program is available at Jonathan Van Bilsen's Photos and Travel on YouTube.
Welcome to Photos and Travel, a show that introduces you to fascinating places around the world. Please welcome our host and tour guide, Jonathan Van Bilsen.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Photos and Travel, where we bring the world to your doorstep. Today we're visiting Northern Italy, but unlike other shows, we're going to be concentrating on the people that live in the region and the lives they live. We'll be meeting with vintners and exploring their wineries, as well as seeing some local tourist haunts. We'll be right back after these messages.
Promotional products and apparel from PP Print will create a positive, lasting impression with customers that sets you apart from your competition. PP Print, where it's about your brand.
Not all Canadians have the time nor desire to manage their finances, and often that responsibility is up to financial professionals. Our goal is to help Canadian families achieve a happy and successful financial future. Visit us, the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management.
Welcome back. As I mentioned, the wine country of Northern Italy is fantastic, and it's all about the people who live there. We'll be sampling the food, tasting the wines, and being tourists. We begin our trek in the Valpolicella region and its well-documented wine road. There are many wineries in this region, and they're all different sizes. As we drive toward our first vineyard, I'm amazed at the beautiful and enchanting panoramic views over the Valpolicella region. If you look really hard, you can actually see the city of Verona on one side and Lake Garda on the other. Our first stop in this beautiful region is the Azienda Agricola Scriani di Contino Stefano, and I apologize for my Italian pronunciation. This small family-owned winery was founded in 2000 and covers just 20 acres in the town of Fumane. I have an opportunity to meet with owner Cattini Stefano and find out what he truly loves about this business.
Come da bambino.
As a child, when he starts to make the first, it's the same in the wine. 20 years ago, and then I started to produce some wines, and then more and more. To work more in the vineyards and to produce more wine. I started to work the first wines, awards and prizes. It's a satisfaction, so we have always a satisfaction.
We continue our tour along the road to the Accordini Agino Winery, winner of the prestigious 2022 Decanter Platinum Award for their 2013 Amarone Reserve. The owners Guido and Liliana are descendants of the original family of winemakers, which dates back to 1821. This winery is in the heart of what is now called the traditional Valpolicella region.
Noi facciamo questo business perché ci piace, tutto piace.
Siamo cresciuti
in questo mondo.
Contatto con la gente, sì.
Il mondo si è molto evoluto. Okay. Una volta si vendeva vino dopo.
Vino, scusa.
Perché in questo momento nel mondo è molto di moda bere vino buono e questo ci gratifica molto. Di alta qualità, scusami, non buono, di alta qualità. È okay. Meglio dire di alta qualità.
This well-known winery started with 7 acres of vineyards and the wine was produced for domestic use only. Now, a world-leading wine and cooking school, it all started with a family who loved spending their spare time in the vineyard. We continue our trek and pass by the Possessione Seriego Alighieri. What blew me away was this family dates back to 1353, and they are descendants of the famous Italian poet Dante. After a restful night, our journey continues as we head north and stop at the medieval town of Sirmione at the bottom of Lake Garda. Sirmione isn't merely a quaint Italian town on the southern shore of Lake Garda, but it's a historically and geographically significant place. This is Scaliger Castle, a 13th century fortress surrounded by water. It stands majestically at the southern tip of the historic city of Sirmione. The castle is known for being one of the best preserved castles in Italy. One of its unique features is the spectacular view it has of Lake Garda. Situated at the end of the narrow Sirmione Peninsula are the strangely placed Roman ruins known as Grotto di Catulo. The Roman villa dates back to the 1st century BCE and is one of the best preserved ancient sites in northern Italy. We head north into Italy's northernmost region and the province of Trentino, which borders Austria. Trentino was once part of South Tyrol and the Austrian Empire, and with a population of 500,000 inhabitants, covers 6,000 square kilometers or 2,300 square miles. Trentino is famous for its white wine, particularly Chardonnay and Pinot Grigio. The sparkling wine found here rivals that of France's official Champagne region. In fact, the Ferrari sparkling wine, which is not related to the car family, is now the official beverage of celebration after a Formula One race. Trentino lies in the heart of the Dolomites, part of the Alps, and our first visit to this beautiful region is the Marzadro Distillery in Nogaredo. Since 1949, Marzadro has been using the pomace left after making wine and distilling it into a form of moonshine called grappa. As we continue on the wine road up from Marzadro, we come to a town called Isera. The Cantina de Isera is a cooperative founded in 1907 with 32 members. This co-op protects the unique Marzamino wine denomination and shares its sales and marketing across all the members, which now number 150. The 500 acres of vines produce 2,000 tons of quality grapes at each harvest. Many of the eateries in northern Italy are casual and unpretentious and typically do not have menus. They usually feature only fresh ingredients which are bought that day, and the wine is not labeled. This area is great for hiking, and a moderate, somewhat relaxed walk will take you to the San Colombano Hermitage of Rovereto, a sanctuary literally suspended at 120 meters or 400 feet on a cliff face, which has been inhabited by hermits since 753 CE. Carved in the rock, this historic site can be reached by climbing 102 steps, which are cut into the rock ledge. The current church was built in 1319 and named after the Irish saint Columban, who lived in the late 16th century. Legend says Columban took over this cave after killing the dragon who previously inhabited it. 1,000 years ago, a small church was built near the cave's opening. It has been renovated and rebuilt over the years, preserving beautiful frescoes depicting the struggle between Columban and the dragon. Instead of passing over the mountain, our trip takes us through it and we turn into the quaint town of Mori, where we meet three generations of the winemaking family of Bruno Grigoli. Third generation winemaker Marco Grigoli is passionate about his craft.
We started to produce wine in 2006, but my ancestors work in the vineyard and making wine for the family since the 18th century. Now we are producing mostly red wines and a small part of white wines. With red wines we make a very long aging in wood barrels. And we search to increase the quality every year. What I love about this business, I love of this business the things that we depend every day from the nature, and so the climate, the soil, the vines are connected by the nature, and so every year is different than the other one.
They are famous for the production of full-bodied red wines from Cabernet Sauvignon to Cabernet Franc to Merlot. It's all about the microclimate of southern Trentino, characterized by the considerable temperature range between day and night. Of course, the southeast exposure helps in reinforcing the skins, which makes the flavors more intense. We continue through the spectacular region toward Lake Garda and the town of Riva del Garda. This area is quaint and is in a very picturesque setting with great traditions, such as beekeeping, which families have been doing for many generations. Continuing on the road into Riva del Garda, we leave the beaten path into the beautiful Val di Gresta. This is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site and is considered the Organic Garden of Trentino. Over the years, vineyards have crept up in the valley, and as you drive up the winding roads, dating back to only the 1920s, we skirt the terraces built into the mountainsides. The first town we encounter on the way into the valley is Valle San Felice, a town that dates back to Roman times. Situated 600 meters or 2,000 feet above sea level, it is a haven for local tourists who flock here to escape the summer heat of nearby cities. The area is home to many bars and cafes, one of which, the Bar San Felice, is owned by Josephine Comey, who immigrated to Italy from Ghana 20 years ago. Traditions in this area run deep and many are rooted in religion. Here we see the procession to honor the two patrons of Valle San Felice. The original church dates back to the 1100s and overlooks the village. The nearby homes were added after the First World War and replaced the original dwellings, which were destroyed by shelling in what is now the piazza or town square. During the 16th century, the church was rebuilt and a chapel was added in 1717. The bell tower has been completely replaced as the original was demolished in 1845. Many of the small villages can only compete on national and sometimes international scales because of the cooperatives. Manuela Chiaggi, who runs the village co-op store and also heads up the historical society, shares some of the histories of this region.
Well, I love the fact that I'm in touch with the people, with the local people. I see them every day. I discuss community issues with them. This is the smallest cooperative in Trentino, and it is helped by other cooperatives around. And the fact is that cooperative is not for business, it is for service. Well, Trentino was very poor at the end of the First World War. And people here had to leave because there was the front line and they lived as refugees for 4 years. When they came back, everything was damaged. So they had to find a way to rebuild the community.
Our adventure through northern Italy is exciting. The scenery is spectacular and visiting some of the local businesses has been extremely interesting. We'll continue our trek of this picturesque region right after these messages.
At Voss, your independent grocer, it's all about hometown living and shopping. Owned and operated by Port Perry's own Terry and Christine Voss, the independent grocer carries many local items to support our town and its residents. Pet Value has a fleet of services to help you and your pet live their very best lives. Visit Pet Value Port Perry for all of your pet's needs. Pet Value, your pet, your store.
Welcome back. The scenery in this region of northern Italy is amazing, and we're going to explore endless kilometers of lakeside as well as numerous villages and dangerous mountain roads, dating all the way back to Roman times. The history of the area goes back many years, and these Austrian trenches from World War I are blasted out of solid rock. This area was the front line of World War I, and needless to say, many of the villagers were destroyed by the constant artillery bombardment. Back on the main road, our next stop is the town of Ronzo-Schienz, with just over 1,000 inhabitants. It's famous for organic sauerkraut and potatoes. As I mentioned earlier, most restaurants are family-owned and have been for many generations. Mirko Martinelli is the third-generation owner of a beautiful inn, and his three daughters form the musical group the Martinelli Sisters. Look for them on the next Italy's Got Talent. Many of the restaurants offer regional and vegetarian cuisine, which are dishes that reflect the simple traditional peasant culture of the delightful area. Where else can you enjoy polenta and krauti, complemented by traditional cornmeal, coleslaw, sausages, and pig knuckles? A short drive up the mountain lies Mabee Park, which commemorates two heroes from World War II. They're American pilots who sacrificed themselves and crashed their damaged B-25 bomber. The alternative was to release the bombs in order to save themselves, which would have cost dozens of lives of the local villagers. We make our way down the mountain through Santa Barbara to the town of Nago on our way to the vacation city of Riva del Garda. The twisting road is picturesque and driving has to be done with caution. Visiting Casa Donegani in Arco is very close to the castle of Arco, one of the most well-maintained fortresses in the entire region of Trentino. Here we meet Annalisa, the local B&B operator who suggested the attractions around Lake Garda. Annalisa has lived her entire life around Lake Garda and is very familiar with all the highlights. Our next stop is Malcesini, home of the famous Malcesini Castle and the Malcesini cable car to the top of Mount Baldo. The car itself carries up to 25 passengers at a time, so get there early and be prepared to line up. This cable car was the first cable car installation in the world with an all-rotating cabin. The car actually rotates 360 degrees while you ascend and descend, giving everyone a perfect view. On the way up, you'll see the beautiful medieval town of Malcesini. We soar above olive groves and the Mediterranean vegetation to reach the mountain flora at over 1,800 meters or 6,000 feet above sea level. Lake Garda is the largest lake in Italy with 150 kilometers or 100 miles of coastline. A public ferry runs between Malcesini and the nearby villages and can take you anywhere you want to go. This is a great way to explore the area. The area is lined with palm trees which flourish in this microclimate. On both sides of the lake, the winding roads lead through many tunnels. Visiting the world-famous public gardens in Arco is a must. The Living Botanical Museum is home to over 200 different trees and shrubs, including North American conifers, plants from Southeast Asia, and Mediterranean foliage. The gardens date back to the end of the 19th century when Archduke Albrecht von Habsburg had the plant collection and the nearby park landscaped around his villa. This is where the locals come for a quiet and cool spot in the summer heat. Of course, what would a visit to Lake Garda be without an opportunity to enjoy a sailing adventure? When we travel down the west side of Lake Garda, we come to the famous Strada della Fora, defined by Winston Churchill as the eighth wonder of the world. The 8-kilometer road, built in 1913 to link the lake to Tremassini, is very narrow, twisted, and full of tunnels. In the first part, it's openly exposed high above the lake and offers fantastic vistas. As we continue, we run into a narrow gorge eroded by the Brazza River. Enjoying a freshly brewed espresso at the top of the road offers spectacular panoramas of the lake. Just 3 kilometers north lies the famous Veroni Waterfalls. Thundering masses of water tumble down 100 meters or 325 feet into a gorge, which offers a spectacular sight and sound show. Lunch today is at the Assatia del Balsamico Trentino. This eatery is home to entrepreneur Ivo Bombardelli, who has developed a northern balsamic vinegar and a restaurant that specializes in salted meat with an original recipe handed down across many generations. Of course, the views of Lake Garda are spectacular. Traveling further up the mountain, we come to the Refugio San Pietro. This was a traditional mountain hostel where mountaineers would rest overnight. Today, it is an easily accessible tourist destination with beautiful vistas of the lake and the surrounding area. The River Sarga feeds Lake Garda, and it's a great place to visit the Pisoni Winery. This venture was started by Marco and Stefano, two friends who met at agricultural college.
How did I start the business? I started the business because my family made in the past wine. What I love from this business is the contact with the nature and the possibility to work outside in the vineyard for the good life and a good experience for our clients.
The mountains in Trentino give way to many waterfalls. En route to the well-known Madonna del Campiglio ski region, we find the Nardis Waterfall in the Adamello Brenta Nature Park. The valley is known as Waterfall Valley for the sheer abundance of falls. This particular one is 130 meters or 425 feet high and descends from the Presenella Glacier. Traveling north, we enter the Val de Soleil, a beloved destination, especially if you're into whitewater rafting. The Noche River is the only European river to make National Geographic's top 10 rivers in the world list. It came in at number 9, which consequently makes it the best river for whitewater rafting in Europe. Our next stop is the Saint Remedio Sanctuary near the village of Zeno. It is an interesting example of medieval Christian art in the Trentino region. The walk in the rocks from San Zeno to the sanctuary is a must-see. According to legend, Romedius, the heir of a rich Bavarian family, lived in the 4th and 5th centuries. After a pilgrimage to Rome, he gave all his possessions to the church and withdrew into a hermitage in some of the grottos which today still exist near the sanctuary. The church is surrounded by a wonderful natural landscape and it's composed of several chapels built directly on the rock. The original church, built at the highest point of the rock, is dedicated to San Nicolo and is about 1,000 years old. The relics are preserved in a shrine dating back to 1120 CE. Three little churches and two other chapels have been built on the site, and the entire structure is now connected by a steep stairway with 131 steps. There are many legends about Saint Remedio, but the most famous one centers around him riding a horse to reach Trento to meet the bishop. Suddenly, his horse was mauled by a bear, but Remedio tamed the beast, jumped on its back, and rode it into town to meet the bishop. At the eastern entrance to the Val di Non is the Castle Thun, built in the middle of the 13th century. It served as the seat of a noble family by the same name. They were mighty feudal lords who acted on behalf of the bishop. Castle Thun is an impressive half-civil, half-military building, featuring a sophisticated defensive system with strong towers and solid walls. Once you pass the drawbridge, you'll enter a stunning courtyard with 18 stone pillars and two medieval towers. On the other side is a fascinating palace, which is the oldest part of the castle. With its precious furniture, a comprehensive library, venerable halls and rooms, the collection of arms and numerous tile stones, this castle holds great architectural and historical significance. There's also a beautiful green park, used for organizing concerts and other cultural events. Heading south from the Val di Non, we reach the town of Trento, famous for the Council of Trent, the 19th century ecumenical council of the Catholic Church. This historic event was held in the 1500s, and consequently Trento has a long history as a seat of power in the Trentino province. It is the largest city in Trentino with a population of just over 100,000, and is best known for the Buon Consiglio Castle. Further south is the strategically important Castel Biseno, the largest feudal fortress in Trentino. This fortress was originally built to protect the Brenner Pass between Italy and Bavaria. Two mighty elliptical walls surround the castle. The drawbridge, the crenels, the arena, and the dark castle gate are quite amazing and well worth seeing. We end our trip off the beaten path at Castel Pietro. The castle of medieval origin, located on the outskirts of the village of Caliano, has been enlarged, rebuilt, and renovated over the years, as evidenced by the different architectural styles that can be seen by observing the building. This dominantly Gothic style features the Hall of Judgment, which preserves an interesting cycle of frescoes painted in the 1400s and representing scenes of courtly life. That ends our wonderful adventure in northern Italy. The people are so friendly and eager to share their life stories, and the food was out of this world. The amazing scenery is second to none, and all those small family wineries were just unbelievable. For Photos and Travel, I'm Jonathan Van Bilsen. It's been my pleasure to be your tour guide today, and I look forward to our next adventure. If you enjoyed this program, please click the subscribe button, and you'll never miss an episode.
Want to know what's happening in Skugog? News and lifestyle, changes in business, and all the entertainment information you'll ever need. Plus, each edition has a new Photos and Travel article. Look for your next copy in your mailbox.
As our communities begin the slow road to reopening, there are still issues needing closure. In these crazy times, let us be a roadmap to community events and issues we face together. TheStandardNewspaper.ca, raising the standard in our community.
Please remember to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review to get all episodes of Photos and Travel. Follow Photos and Travel on social media for extra content and stunning photography from around the world. Photos and Travel episodes are produced by X4 Media. To contact us, please email info@photosandtravel.com. We endeavor to make all information contained within this program as accurate as possible at production time. Consult local, national, and international authorities before making any travel plans. Photos and Travel and X4 Media are not responsible for any liabilities resulting from information contained in this program. For more information, please visit photosandtravel.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.